And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is a special episode of the Slack is Talk podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 21st. And I just got to say, man, it's good to be back, man. It feels good to be back. It's been a long time since me and you last spoke. I think we last spoke on my birthday, February 25th. And I got to tell you, man, that's just too long. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely for good reasons. You know what I'm saying? The Slack is Talk is in between seasons right now. I'm getting ready to drop season two of the Slack is Talk podcast. Season one was definitely a success, thanks to you all, you know what I'm saying, my fans, my people. I want to thank y'all for supporting me, supporting my journey. Season two is on the way. And even though, you know, it feels good to be back, it's kind of bittersweet, because today I just dropped in to pay homage to a legend. You know, we lost a legend recently, and this legend is one of the best to ever rhyme, one of the best from New York, and y'all know who I'm talking about. None other than DMX, a.k.a. Earl Simmons. So without further ado, come on, y'all, let's pay our respects, man. Let's get it in. Now, this one is a hard one for me, man. This one is a tough loss for me, man. Like, DMX was a special talent. You know, DMX was very special. I remember the first time I heard DMX was on the 4-3-2-1 track. It was LL Cool J's song. It was on LL Cool J album. I forget off the top which album that was, but it was featuring DMX, who was new at the time, Cannabis, who was new at the time, and it also featured two other legends, Method Man and Redman. Now, I want y'all to process this for a second. If you knew and you just getting into the game, what better way to make your debut? What better way to debut on LL Cool J's album, who a lot of people believe is the greatest of all time? You got legends like Method Man and Redman. Like, what better way? What better mix? You know, what better mix is that? You know, you never seen, like, a mix of veterans and up-and-coming artists both at the same time. That was, like, history in the making. Now, when I first heard X, I was in high school, and originally I thought that this was his first song, but then, you know, the documentary, the Rough Rider documentary, came out late last year, and, you know, we come to find out, like, almost every other artist, you know, usually in the game, an artist has been around for a long time. A long time, when the fan actually believed that it's their first song. So basically, like, what I'm saying is, let's say if you hear an artist for the first time, you would think that, okay, you know, especially if you're young, that this artist is just starting. But nah, they actually been around a long time, and they had to pay their dues to get to that point. And the same went for DMX. You know, DMX actually started with Irv Gotti, which was documented. You know, he did a couple of songs with Irv Gotti. And it was crazy because I always heard that story, but I never really heard any records from that relationship when them two started together. I never heard any actual music until the documentary came out. But the documentary pretty much summed it up, you know, how a lot of people wasn't, you know, messing with DMX. They didn't want anything to do with him. You know, he got turned down a couple of times. It was a struggle, you know, which is the same for everybody. You know, I believe that it's a good thing to be turned down. And I know that's strange for me to say, but it prepares you for life. You know, everybody is not going to like what you're doing. And then you have those that listen to you and they know your music is good and they're mad because your music is better than theirs. And they refuse to give you that opportunity because they feel you might take their spot. So it sets the example of don't give up. You know, don't give up. Sometimes when you get turned down, it's actually because you're good. Now, as I mentioned before, the first time I heard X, I was in high school, and he was on the LL track with Cannabis, and I remember having this great debate with a lot of my classmates. We were all like, we all had this bet on who would have the better career out of DMX and Cannabis, because, you know, they both came out at the same time, and more importantly, they both was featured on that track. A lot of people thought that Cannabis was going to have the better career, because if you remember, Cannabis, he got off to a hot start. He's the one that had the most buzz going for himself, because it turned out that even though him and L Cool J was on the same song, they was actually dissing each other. And it turned into a beef. So a lot of people gravitated to Cannabis. Most, if not all, gravitated to Cannabis. But my answer was DMX. And the answer, well, the reason why I picked DMX was not only did DMX have a flow, but his voice was different. His voice was this different. You know, you knew it was X. You didn't get him confused with nobody. You turned on the radio and he was on, you knew it was him right away. Like, he stood out from the other three. That was the first reason. The second reason was X had the charisma. You know, X was a dog lover, man. X loved the dog. And even though it had been done before, like Snoop comes to mind at first. He was the first one. Well, I ain't gonna say the first one, but he kind of made the dog gimmick popular. You know what I'm saying? But when DMX came along and DMX did it, it was different. Like, he really kind of like sounded like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Snoop more rapped about a dog, but X was trying to make that sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of different. Even though it was the same, you know, the same gimmick, it was different. X came at it in a different angle. And when I picked DMX to have the better career over 20 years ago, I think it's safe to say that I made the right choice. And when I come back from commercial break here on the Slackers Talk podcast, I'm going to tell you why I made the right choice. This is the Slackers Talk podcast. This is my tribute to DMX. Stay tuned on the show. Get at me, dog.
Strange, I was got me beating down your door. But I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. And up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away the tear, son. And I almost lost faith when you took my man. Monty, Paso, and Dre's brother Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer, for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right.
Let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
The vision is live.
Welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, Jason Slack, and we're back, man. This is my tribute to DMX. And before we left the show, I was talking to y'all about DMX and cannabis. I was talking more specifically about how I was in high school and a couple of my classmates were debating on who would have the better career. And a lot of people, most people picked cannabis. I was one of the ones that picked DMX. And for a minute in the beginning, it looked like those cannabis fans were winning, because he got into that beef with LL Cool J. So, you know, I was down for the count. But I got to tell you, in 98, when Get At Me Dog came out, oh my God, it was over. You talking about a street anthem? You talking about a song that was everywhere? You couldn't go anywhere in New York without hearing Get At Me Dog. X was gone.
It's his platinum debut status. Album.
Platinum status. And hell is
and
hot.
He never looked back.
You talk about making an impact and like building a legacy, not just in music, but in life. Like, there was a time, and probably still to this day, when X first came out and he had the videos with the motorcycles, everybody wanted to ride a motorcycle. Everybody wanted to have that custom made bike. You know, there was a lot of accidents. There was a lot of falls. There was a lot of trips to the hospitals and stuff like that. But everybody wanted a motorcycle. And I mean everybody. X, of course, was more of a dog man than a bike man, you know what I'm saying? But them bikes, man, it was his video, you know what I'm saying? It was in DMX video, man, so that credit goes to X, man. I'm sorry, Rough Riders, man, but hey, you know that credit went to X, you know what I'm saying? He put that on the map. Now, I'm about to drop a gem on people looking to break into the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Usually, like, I get paid, you know, for my time, and I get paid for advice and stuff like that, but this one's a free one. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be a surprise. Everybody should, like, know this by now. If you are an artist in the music industry, your second album is more important than your first. I'm going to say it again. Your second album is more important than your first. When you first come out and you release that first album, there's pressure there. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure everything is right. You want to make an impact and everything. But on the flip side of it, like, people are just learning who you are. People are just getting to know you. You know, a lot of them are just hearing you for the first time and things like that. But after that first album was successful and you achieved platinum status, everybody knows who you are now. It's no secret, the cat is out of the bag, and everybody want to know the $1 million question. Can you do it again? Can you duplicate what you did the first time? Can your second album be just as successful or more than the first one? That's the $1 million question. Now, for somebody like X, you would think this would be a lot of pressure. But if there was any pressure releasing the second album, DMX sure didn't show it, because he released his second album the same year as the first. Where they do that at? At the time, that was probably unheard of. Like, he released his second album 11 months later. 11 months. Let that sink in for a minute, man. You know, this man probably got, you know, I'm not going to say rich. You know, you don't get rich off your first album. But he was in a better situation than he was before. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say, okay, I'm going to take time off. He got back in the lab, man, and got right back at it. And he produced or came up with another hit, another platinum outing. The second joint was called Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. And a lot of people remember that for the famous album cover where X was like smothered in blood. You know what I'm saying? That was classic. I don't think anybody had ever seen that before. But that album went double platinum. You know, I'm not sure as of this time right now, but that has to be some type of record. You know, I have to look in the record books to see who released two platinum albums in the same year. He may not be the only one, but I'm sure it's not too many. You know, that's a hell of an accomplishment. And I can go on and on about his music. I mean, we all know the story, man. Every DMX album was double and triple platinum every time out the gate. I want to take another commercial break here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And when I come back on my final segment, I want to talk about some of the contributions DMX made outside of music. I want to talk about his legacy. And also, I have an important message about the loss of DMX. Stay tuned on the Slackers Talk podcast. X go give it to you. He go give it to you.
I don't always do the right thing, and I ask you to forgive me, because I need you here with me. Without you in my life, it's empty. I think back how some people did me like violence was the remedy. And because I think of that now, I pray for my enemy. Not because of what I'll do, but because they don't know. There's something better after here, but everybody won't go. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
There are rappers that just get into acting off of their name, but DMX really could act, man. You know, DMX was a good actor. I don't think he got enough credit for his acting skills. I mean, let's name a couple of his movies. You got Belly, which he starred in with Nas. That's a classic. You got Exit Wounds. You got Romeo Must Die with Aaliyah. He did Cradle to the Grave. He did Never Die Alone. I mean, to be able to do movies with Steven Seagal and Jet Li, I mean, you made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are his first films too, by the way. Like, you up there, man. Like, you regarded as an actor. Like, these, you A-list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just ain't doing movies. You A-list when you up there with those guys. And all those were good movies. Like, which one was bad? Cradle to the Grave was good. Romeo Must Die was good. Belly. Exit Wounds was good. I mean, find one that wasn't good. I would like to hear it. Like, find one of those that wasn't good. So, the man sold over 74 million records, and he's acting in movies back to back to back with A-list actors. On top of that, you got all of this going on at the same time. Earlier in the segment, I mentioned his second album. And just to add to his legacy, what I forgot to mention, in that second album, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, that album was an introduction to a special producer who y'all know is Swiss Beatz. Yeah, Swiss Beatz. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. There would be no Swiss Beatz without DMX. DMX put Swiss Beatz on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted the Swiss Beatz sound after that album came out. That's contributed to X. I told you the impact that he made with the motorcycles. You can give X the credit on that. And the list just doesn't stop. What's most impressive is how he made it out of the background from which he came. Everybody know that X grew up in foster homes and, you know, he moved around a lot as a child. He didn't have both of his parents. You know, he got taken in by his grandmother. And he had a rough childhood, man. And I think what most impressive about his career is the message that he sent. That no matter how you grow up, no matter how bad things are, it doesn't have to be that way for the rest of your life. You don't have to let that stop you from becoming successful. And DMX showed y'all that. He showed you that. You know, he definitely showed you that. You could make it out of the most unstable environments and still become successful. It's a lesson to be learned in that. It's definitely a lesson to be learned in that. And I want to end this by sending y'all a special message. I want to end this by giving you a special message. And this goes double for my Vision for Kids organization. You know, a lot of us, and sometimes including myself in the past, we are quick to judge some people, you know, either by their past, their background, things that they do now, their appearance. You know, sometimes we quick to judge people. Now, there was a lot of people that, first off, let me tell you the story. Everybody knows that DMX had a drug addiction. You know, let me start off with that. Now, getting to my point, there's a lot of people that thought that this was something that DMX just got himself into. You know, he just naturally started using drugs. A lot of people assume that. And talking to a lot of people after he passed away recently, a lot of people still did believe that. And we find out that that wasn't the case. This is for those who didn't know the story. You know, when DMX was a kid, he had an older friend that he hung around. You know, they did music together. They hung out together. And basically, this was somebody that DMX looked up to. To make a long story short, one day, this older guy who X looked up to laced his cigarette. Just in case you don't know what that is, instead of it being a regular cigarette, drugs was put inside the cigarette without DMX knowing about it. Now, I'm not sure what was the motivation behind this guy doing this. I'm not sure if he just thought it was a sick joke. I'm not sure if it was because of jealousy. I'm not really sure what the reasoning is. Whatever the reasoning is sure not a good one, because this DMX never recovered from this. This affected this man's life. This affected this man's career. It affected this man's body. It affected his family. It affected everything about DMX. And it's sad, you know. It's a sad situation. You know, a lot of things got taken from DMX. A lot of things we didn't get to see about DMX because this joke or whatever it was done to him. We missed out on a lot. As successful as DMX was, it could have been that much better had this incident never happened. And I just want to take the time out to give a message. Like, be aware, you know, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of yourself. This can happen to a lot of people, man. You know, this is something that's very serious. You know, keep in mind that you can have friends or associates or whatever you want to call them, but a lot of people have motives. A lot of people have motives, man, more than you know. It could be somebody that you hang with, somebody that you go to school with, somebody that you look up to. It could be sometimes somebody that you sleep with. You know, there's no boundaries, man. Like, jealousy, it could be anything. You know, anybody can have bad motives and certain motivations behind doing ill stuff towards you, and you never know it. So just keep that in mind. If something ain't right, don't do it. If somebody wants you to try something, don't do it. If you want to try something, let it be because you want to do it. You know, at least it would be better knowing that, you know, you did that yourself. You know, just be aware. You know, that's a sad situation, and you don't want that to happen to anybody else, especially, you know, my kids' organization. Just be aware of your surroundings. Make smart decisions, and just be wise. You know, treat yourself like the superstar that you are, man. You know, you don't need no security guard. You don't need nobody in your ear. You're the number one person that's supposed to protect you. And just keep that in mind at all times. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the Talk of the Town Now. I look forward to talking to y'all again on Season 2 coming up very soon. X, we love you, man. And to end this show, man, I would love nothing other than you to take us out in prayer. Peace.
Let us pray. So I ask you to forgive them, and we'll hope they see. And I thank you for the love that they've given to me. I will not abuse it, nor will I lead them astray. You see, I love them like children that I see every day. And I pray, no, we pray together. Get us through the bad weather, and we love you forever. Let your thought and my heart go hand in hand. I first thought but to start, but I stand a man. And for as long as I can, as long as you permit me, please give me the strength I need to live.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.